We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Happy Friday, everybody. Sun is shining. Weekend just around the corner. And a reminder to tell your smart speaker to play KFH and listen to your sports leader all day long around the house. In the first hour, we had Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com. So push the rewind button on your radio.com app and listen to that. And we're happy to be joined right now on the hotline by our Toronto Raptors beat reporter and NBA insider, worked for TSN 1050 in Toronto, Josh Lewenberg. Josh, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's it going, guys?
Well, we're hanging in there. We're looking forward to the continuation of the NBA, and you pinned a tweet just yesterday about a conversation that you had with players and coaches. What's the very latest about the restart plans in the NBA, Josh?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of optimism right now, and obviously they're trending in the direction of putting together a plan, but there's a lot of hurdles in the way of them doing that, obviously. And I sort of break it down into two sides of it, because there's the logistics of making sure that this is done in a safe way that mitigates risks, and obviously there are so many questions in terms of how that's done. We have a pretty good idea of where it's going to happen now in terms of Disney in Orlando, but how many people are going to be participating in this restart? How many teams are going to be allowed in? What about testing? How often are they going to be tested? Can they justify the amount of tests that they're going to need, given that there are still regions throughout the U.S. and Canada that don't have enough tests? What about families? Are they going to be allowed in? So a lot of questions like that, and obviously that's the top priority and should be the top priority for the NBA. But then there's the other side of it, too, in terms of the format, and that's something that a lot of people are talking about, both inside of the league and outside of the league over these last few days. What does a return to play look like? Are there going to be regular season games? Are they going straight to the playoffs? How many teams are going to be participating? And then things like whether or not there are going to be changes to the format in terms of play-in tournaments or reseeding 1 to 16 is something that's been talked about. So there's still so much up in the air. And to answer your question in terms of what guys are saying right now, I think people are a little skeptical. Even still, they're all on the same page in terms of the want to play. They all want to play. They all trust Adam Silver to make the right decisions. But there is still some concern about whether or not, one, this can be done safely, and two, this can be done fairly.
And also, Josh, there's a real issue that I don't think a lot of fans think about as to what next season looks like, backed up to whatever they end up doing to finish this season. Do they really push for a middle of December start, a later start to the season? Because right now what you're doing is you're talking about, based on the reports that I've seen, about 80-some-odd days to finish up a regular season slash playoffs. Now, maybe they reduce that if they just go straight to a 16-team playoff. That remains to be seen. But either way, they're going to be pushing towards the beginning of next season, at least as we currently think of it.
Right, and you don't want to overextend guys, too, and that's another side of
right.
it. We talk about safety. When we talk about safety at a time like this during a global pandemic, obviously what most people are talking about is is health and mitigating risk in terms of the virus. But there's another element of safety when we talk about returning to sports, especially for the NBA as well, because this sport, this game, it is taxing on the body, as most sports are. But we've seen what can happen in the NBA when you don't consider spacing out games properly and making sure that guys are getting the proper rest. So, yeah, I mean, I understand that right now guys want to play and they're trying to figure out a way to do it, but that has to be considered as well, because if you're just throwing players out there for a couple games in 3 days or four games in 5 days or whatever it is, especially now coming off this extended period of layoff where guys haven't had the opportunity to be in a gym and stay in shape, definitely not in game shape, but really not in great shape, because for the first time in a lot of these guys' lives, they haven't been able to pick up a basketball in a couple months. They haven't been able to be, for some of them, be in a weight room in a few months. So it's really dangerous in that respect as well. You don't want guys to come back and all of a sudden start getting hurt because they're not able to go at full bore. Because you're not just talking, I mean, normally at the beginning of a season, guys can ease in a little bit. Veteran players know how much those early season games mean. They've got training camp and they've had a whole summer to at least have the opportunity to stay in shape. One, they haven't had that now, and two, when they're thrown back in there, maybe it's for a few regular season games, but ultimately they're going straight to the playoffs where you're giving it everything you have and leaving it all out there. I think that's a very real concern right now as well, and a very real concern, as you mentioned, for potentially next season if there's not that much of a break in between seasons.
Toronto Raptors beat reporter Josh Lewinberg joining us here on Sports Daily with Shane and Bruce. Toronto is unique in that there's a Canadian border. Is that a built-in obstacle in addition to everything else? What's the latest on going back and forth between the United States and Canada, Josh?
Yeah, right now, as we know, there are pretty strict restrictions in terms of who can travel, who can go back and forth. Right now, basically, it's restricted to essential travel only. Now, there hasn't been too much back and forth over the last couple months in terms of Raptors players. Initially, when the pandemic started, they were here. They were coming off of their long West Coast road trip where they faced Rudy Gobert and the Utah Jazz in Utah. So once Rudy tested positive, the entire team was tested. Fortunately, they all tested negative, but they were quarantined for a couple weeks here in Toronto. But after that, they were able to go where they wanted to go. So for just less than half the team, that meant staying here in Toronto. Roughly half the team is still here in Toronto. And then for the other half, it meant going home and being home scattered throughout the U.S. So everybody has remained basically where they are. Nobody has come back to Toronto, and it, to this point, it remains unclear of whether or not they'd even be able to just to come back and do the individual workouts, which are voluntary right now. The Raptors practice facility has been open for just over 2 weeks. But at some point, teams are going to need to reconvene if the NBA is restarting. They've talked about doing a training camp. Sounds like it would be in early August. So the NBA has assured players that if they do need to get back to Toronto, if they do need to get back to Canada and cross the border in order to do that, that they would be considered essential workers, essential travel, and that they wouldn't have problems with the travel. But there has been some talk about the Raptors holding their training camp in the U.S., whether that would be in Orlando or somewhere else, that remains to be seen. But if that's the case, then those who are currently in Toronto would be able to travel to the U.S. and would stay in the U.S. then for the season.
All right, Josh, obviously we're paying very close attention to the immediate future of Fred VanVleet, one of our very own, who is an unrestricted free agent coming up after this season. Has the way this season gone kind of hurt him only from a standpoint of revenues and decreased revenues, or do you think that he's still going to command a pretty good place in the free agent market, even in a year where the free agent market is, and maybe actually this helps him a little bit, the free agent market is, I think, collectively thought to be down a little bit?
Yeah, I think it was a strange free agent year to begin with, just because you have this huge free agency class of 2021 that's coming up, and we don't know for sure who's going to be available next summer either, but the belief is that it could headline Giannis Antetokounmpo. There could be other really great players. And, of course, there are a lot of teams that have been planning ahead now for a few years, the Raptors included. So there are going to be a lot of teams in 2021 that have a cap space. And most teams right now are sort of sitting on that cap space. So even before the pandemic, there were only going to be 5, 6, maybe 7 teams tops that had significant cap space this summer. Whether or not they wanted to spend it is a different story. And then what their needs are is also a different story. So of those teams, you look at them and there's only really a couple, New York and Detroit, that have a need at the guard position. And you've got Fred who, I mean, he is going to be in high demand. He's accomplished what he's accomplished over the last few years, and the situation, as unfortunate as it is, doesn't change any of those things. He's also probably going to be, because it's not the most loaded free agent class, he's probably the best player on the market. He's certainly the best point guard out there on the market, and that's not going to change either. So it's interesting. I think a lot of it will depend on what happens here with the salary cap. Conventional wisdom is that based on the amount of revenue that the NBA is losing, that the cap will go down drastically. But there is a clause in the CBA that allows the league and the Players Association to sit down in any situation where there is revenue loss, and they can negotiate a new cap. They can set it at any place they want for the next few years. They did it right after the lockout about 10 years ago. So maybe they decide, I mean, it's not going to go up, which is what the projection was, but maybe they freeze it at where it was, so the impact isn't that bad. But I do wonder, because there is certainly some element of cap uncertainty in the near future, if Fred, who we know has bet on himself before, maybe he bets on himself again where he signs a short-term deal, a one-year deal, which certainly isn't ideal for him. It's not something that he would have considered doing in an ideal circumstance, but maybe in this situation he takes a one-year deal, maybe with the Raptors, and you would hope for a substantial amount of money. It's something that they did similarly with Kyle Lowry, where they gave Lowry a one-year extension a year ago for $30 million a year. It allowed them to maintain their 2021 cap space, and it allowed Lowry to re-enter the market in 2021. So maybe Fred does the same thing, and that allows them to run it back for next year. Or, I mean, you never know, because all it takes is one big offer, and Fred has certainly earned the right to get that big offer. So maybe a team like Detroit or New York comes out and says, okay, we want to take advantage of this more quiet free agency class, and we're going to spend our money now. And maybe they see Fred as a fit and offer him that big long-term contract that, quite frankly, I think he's earned and he deserves.
Josh Lewinberg, talking Raptors, a beat reporter for TSN Sports. You wrote a piece a couple of days ago about cautious optimism. And Fred VanVleet didn't exactly share that cautious optimism for a return this year, did he?
No, I mean, I think the cautious optimism, I think, is it's a realistic view of where everything's at right now, where you're hopeful, but you're also being realistic about what the obstacles are and what the hurdles are. And I think Fred is a great example of that, and usually is, because he is a guy that's very cerebral, that's very aware of, I mean, both socially aware and self-aware, I think, and he understands what's at stake right now. So the sense that I got from him is very similar to the sentiment that I got from a lot of other guys, but maybe a little bit more forthright about where he stood, is that he really wants to play. And he doesn't want to be the guy that stands in the way of being able to come back and play. But at the same time, he's also very aware and very understanding of the situation and the risks that are involved. He actually told me that specifically for himself that he's not as concerned about those risks, that he'd be willing to go back and play. But obviously, like a lot of guys, his concern, his biggest priority is his family. So that's one of the things that we talked about, where if there is this return and there is this bubble environment or whatever, I mean, the NBA is steering away from that terminology. They're calling it a campus-like environment. But a lot of guys are thinking about bringing their families, and I think that's something that Fred has considered as well. But it sounds like the plan for him would not be to bring his two young kids and his girlfriend because of the risks involved. And obviously that would be very hard for him to be away from them, and very hard for them to be away from him for whatever it is, 2 months, 3 months. But these are the this is the difficult reality and the difficult decisions that guys are being faced with right now in order to get back to doing what they love, but also protecting the people that they love.
Raptors beat reporter for TSN Sports and TSN 1050 in Toronto, Josh Lewenberg, has joined us. Hope you have a good weekend, Josh, and hopefully we're back to NBA action again soon. We appreciate you hooking up with us. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Take care. Talk soon.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks, Josh.
All right. There you have it. There's your NBA talk. And to kind of clarify what I was talking about in response to Josh's article about, quote, cautious optimism, Fred said, quote, I'm not going to BS you. I'm pretty skeptical just because I'm a skeptical person. I've been trying to be more in support publicly just because I want to play, but you could list a million reasons why we wouldn't be able to play, unquote. And that's Josh's quote of Van Vliet in response to cautious optimism surrounding NBA's return. So, boy, NBA looks a whole hell of a lot better than Major League Baseball right now.
Heard Josh
reference Adam Silver with respected. Isn't that refreshing? Commissioner of
yes.
a sports league is respected and seemingly liked by a lot of people.
And trusted, I think,
that
to
too.
A large degree. And that's
that
the biggest difference here.
Yep.
I mean, that's the issue. So, But, you know, either way, it's going to be good to be Fred VanVleet. And you know what? Aren't we all cheering for this guy?
Hard
Good
not
for
to.
Him, man.
Hard not
Good
to.
Good for him. Good for him. Great stuff. So, OTD's coming up next on this day in sports history. May is almost in our rearview mirror. 29th day. Happened on this day in sports. Superior Rents brings it to us, and it is next on Sports Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.